Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. You just believe, we believe you ought to know about it, and we make sure of that here at WCCO Radio. Welcome, I'm your host, of course, Geralyn Steele. If this is your first time joining me, just know that I love being here with you on a Sunday night. So thank you for joining us, sticking and staying, as always. I am excited to open up the show, talking with someone that I've known for a long time. And before we get to her, I really want to make sure that you know there is so much going on in the Twin Cities when it comes to the arts, not just in the Twin Cities, really the state of Minnesota. There are amazing theaters and performance centers all over the state. And because of you, they are still in business. The artists are still taking the stage. So I have to begin by saying thank you for what you do for all of us as artists, including myself. My sister Javita and I have another show at Crooners on April 16th, and we do hope that you will come out and check us out at Crooners. It has been a really fun to do that as well. If you are looking for the venues, always look up the performance centers and the clubs. If you like going to clubs like First Avenue and the Dakota and Crooners, as I mentioned, and so many more. I just think that we should tell you and make sure that you know. So if there's any chance that you can make it, please do. We love performing for you. And finally, in 2022, some places we don't have to wear masks. We can actually embrace one another. And that's important to all of us. So again, thank you. Now, my first guest is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. And I'm so excited. This is a woman I've known for years, and she is absolutely remarkable. What is her name? Claudia Schmidt. Welcome, Claudia. How are you?
You've got me so excited. You've got me so excited thinking about embracing each other and sharing space again and sharing air again. And oh my God, it's so good to be back to performing live.
It's so great. We're listening to one of your tunes. Turn that up for me, sir. Oh, yes.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, Claudia, here's the thing. This is a song that's a little bit outside of who I know you are, okay? And I love this song. So tell me about the various genres that you have kind of mixed together when it comes to, you know, who you really are.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I've always been a marketing problem because I've always loved to do so many different kinds of things. You know, I never thought of myself as one kind of singer or musician or another. It's all music to me. And so I started out, you know, folk based, but I've gone, you know, I've gone a lot more deeply into jazz over the last several years. And I love singing blues and, you know, it's all, every time I sing something different, I learn something and I bring it back to the toolkit. And so it's just, you know, it's never boring. I mean, you can never say you're done, right? You can never say I'm finished here. I've learned all I can learn.
Right. You know, that's one thing I've talked about on my show many times is that as an artist, who is responsible to tell me when I'm done? Because I'm never going to tell myself I'm done. right? Unless I cannot get one note out, you know? Other than that, it's like, seriously, I'll stick with it. So who would you say would be the person to come to you? If you couldn't do it yourself, who do you think should come to you and say, you're done, honey?
Well, I would hope that any good friend would do that, you know?
Right.
You know, if I didn't have the will to do it myself, to tell myself I'm done, you mean? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly, because it's hard. We love what we do.
Do I have somebody I can count on to say,
it's time.
What do you say? We
yeah.
Need to walk.
I asked my sister that one time, Javita, and I said, V, you know, who would tell me that, you know, I'm done? And she said, I will. I'll let you know.
You know,
so there you go.
Wonderful. It's,
yeah,
it's
when family can do
you have somebody like that, because it's important. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that it doesn't go that far, that I can figure that out for myself, but you never know.
You never know. Well, that song that we just played, I believe it's called Willful Ignorance, and it's just so cool. It sounds a little more pop than anything else, and I'm excited to know that you have stepped into all of these genres and you're doing it very well. So congratulations on that.
Thanks, Sherilyn. Yeah, you know, and this the show Friday, I'm so excited because Larry has asked me a few times over the years that the American Roots Review has been going on, and it never worked out that I was going to be in the area or I was on a tour already or something. And this was really serendipitous the way, you know, he called me up and the date, it just kind of fell into place. And, you know, because I've been sort of following what he's been doing with this whole thing. And I'm just really joyful to be to be part of it. We start our rehearsals tomorrow and I'm chomping at the bit to get in.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And the show is happening on Friday, right?
Yep. Two shows. At the 7 o'clock show, I'm pretty sure, is sold out. But there are still tickets. There's going to be a 9 o'clock show. And there are still tickets for that.
Okay, so if people want to...
I haven't been at the Dakota in a really long time either.
Oh my gosh, they've done some renovation there, and it's really nice. So I hope that you enjoy that space. It still sounds great. So, okay, here we are talking about... Go right ahead.
I'm interrupting you there. No, I'm just thinking about, you know, I'm thinking back to, you know, Larry reminding me that this whole idea of it kind of grew out of his friendship with your brother, JD, which has gone on for like 40 years, which is as long as I've known Larry. And and then the fact that, you know, the Steele family singer sang on one of my records along the way, you know, there's a whole intertwining going on, you know, through all the decades.
You can't get rid of us, darling. You can't get rid of us. I just want you to know. Okay, so let's talk about this event at the Dakota, because the American Roots Review has been exceptional over the years. It really has. And he has added so many different flavors of voices for this particular review. So to add you in, this is your first time, right?
Yeah.
With a review. So I smile just thinking about how much you will add to this. And you're right. I mean, it usually sells out. People love this review show. And are you bringing some of your songs in as well?
Yeah, well, that one you just heard is one of mine. And
awesome.
I'm doing actually three of my originals as part of the show. Yeah.
Yeah, three of your originals. I don't think I've ever heard you sing something that wasn't your original. So,
well,
you've written a lot of songs. Yeah. And you're still writing songs, right?
Oh yeah. I put out in fact, one of the songs that I'll be doing in the show was, I released a record right before the lockdown, right before COVID really got hold of us. I released a new recording, and there's a song in there called Long, Long Time, which I wrote about the Me Too movement. That's going to be one of the ones we're doing. And I'm actually working on a new recording right now too. So, and I was writing through COVID songs, some that are related to COVID, some that aren't, but yeah, so it that never goes away. There's just too much going on, you know, and
Well, tell me about your collaborations. You have collaborated with a lot of different people, not just here in the state of Minnesota, but beyond. And I know that some of those collaborations are duets, or however you want to look at it, those that write with you sometimes, or those that come up with ideas for you. Tell me about that process for you. Do you enjoy it, especially when it comes to collaborating?
Well, yeah, I love it because I mostly have worked alone my whole career. You know, I've been doing this almost 50 years, and the majority of it has been alone, performing alone. I pretty much am writing alone. And so when these collaborations come up, I'm delighted because I really, because I've never had the luxury of like having a band that like people have over the years. I'm always a little jealous of that, you know, where you have that continuity. So it's always like this is going to be stepping into a totally new thing that I haven't with this band and these singers. And what's fun about it is it totally pushes you out of your comfort zone.
Right.
And so I feel like I learn on a very accelerated way, you know, because I start hearing things differently and thinking about songs differently. And I love to harmonize. In fact, I have to say that I probably love backup singing as much as I love lead singing. I mean, I could happily be a doo-wop singer, you know, and I love doing that stuff, and I've got a great ear, so I'm looking forward to bringing that to the review.
There's
going to be a lot of potential.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding?
My longest collaboration has been with my friend Sally Rogers. In fact, we just did a couple gigs together in Michigan on my way over here this past weekend. And that's because, you know, when you talked about doing a gig with your sister, it just made me jealous. You know, I'm going to go do a gig with my sister. But Sally's like my sister. We're very much like sisters. And even though we didn't meet each other until we were grown-ups, but we have this amazing, our voices are very different, but when we sing together, it's this amazing blend. And in fact, somebody came up after a concert one day and said, like, oh, it's like blood harmony. And that just made my day,
oh,
you know.
Blood harmony. It's I love like, that.
I know. Isn't that a great, yeah. And that's what you have, of course, in the real
Absolutely.
Sense, in the biological sense. So, yeah.
Oh, I want that as a t-shirt or something, a coffee mug.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
okay, so you'll
that.
Be working with Tanya Hughes, Robert Robinson, and of course Larry Long in the band.
Yep.
And their harmonies are so beautiful. I know they're looking forward to having you in this, and you're going to feel so at home, so comfortable. I love it when Larry takes his shoes off. I think I only saw that one time, but that was hilarious.
Ooh.
He really likes to perform barefoot, and so do I. So do I. I really do. I will keep my high heels on for about 3 songs. And after that, they are off. I'm just grateful.
Yeah,
they're gone. So as you, the audience at the Dakota, the beautiful thing is that they accept and receive every show there. You know, they're going to try to get out. They are fans of the Dakota. They're going to try to get out. But this particular show, there's something really special about it. It moves you to your core. And you are perfect for a show like this. Just perfect. So out of the songs that you chose, you could have chosen 16 more. You know, and that could not have been an easy thing to just go, oh, yeah, I'm just going to do these 3 songs and be done. How long did it take you to decide?
Well, I you know, it was kind of Larry's executive decision. I sent him a few that were at the top of my list, and we actually did a little revision after the initial choice because, you know, he's like putting the set together, and I guess I kind of intuitively knew what he was looking for because we didn't have any big fights about it or anything. And he said, actually, he's amazed at the way the songs have fallen together, how it just, he feels like this show is really telling a story. It just, he was very excited about it. So, yeah.
You've been at this business for so long. Tell me, is there any place that you haven't been that you've always wanted to go? And is there any place or a stage here in the United States that you haven't stood on?
Oh, yeah, there are lots of stages I haven't stood on. It's all about the moment, you know? I think probably my favorite gigs these days are house concerts, you know, because of the intimacy. And it's almost like bringing music back to where it started, like around the campfire kind of thing, you know? To be that immediate, and that there's something really great about that. But I've never had big ambitions for, you know, like standing on a stage at any particular place. I'm just happy to be working wherever I am.
Yeah. Yeah, but the bottom line is that 50 years, you've been doing this 50 years. I mean, that's incredible that you're still out there. You're still creating the work. You're still doing what you love. That's the most important thing.
And I still love it. I love it more than ever. That's the amazing thing. I'm having more fun than ever with it, you know?
That is me.
I think there was a point when you get a little older where you go, you get to the point like after you're in your 50s and beyond where it gets just a lot more fun because it's like you don't feel like you have it to prove anything anymore or something. There was a huge, like, lifting liberation that went on after the first several decades, you know, that has made it so much more fun. And I'm singing better than I ever have, you know. I mean, I'm having more fun. I mean, it's like a wild playground when I start singing. And,
wow.
So, heck, I mean, I feel so lucky. Feel grateful.
That's exactly how I feel about it. When I sing, I am in absolute joy. I love it. I love to sing. I sing downstairs in the house. I sing upstairs, wherever I can sing, in the shower, in the car, everywhere. I want to sing. I love it. And I'm so happy to hear that you love it too, because there are some singers that I've known in the past who literally say, I think I'm done. You know, I'm not ready to move forward with anything else. I think I'm good. I'm good. I'm not that girl. So somebody's going to have to tell me. That's all I'm telling you. Somebody's going to have to say, Geraldine, you're done. Exactly. Okay. So you've got the songs ready. You're ready for the big show. The show is happening on April 8th. That is this coming Friday. It is two shows. One is already sold out. The first show is sold out, but the second show at 9 p.m. is still available. You absolutely do not want to miss Claudia Schmidt joining the American Roots Review Show. Congratulations on being up there on that stage, because people in the audience, their mouths will just, you know, gape and go, wow, she's awesome. So I will be there. I'm hoping I can be there Friday. If not, I will see you again soon, Claudia.
Oh, I sure hope you can come. Yeah, because I would like to embrace you.
I would love a hug. That's another thing, right? I was just at a big event last night. You didn't have to wear a mask. It was the most beautiful thing to actually hug someone. Oh, it just felt so good. So good.
Yeah.
Well, honey, I'm going to hug you when I see you. I promise. So get ready.
All right. We'll do it. All right.
Thank you, honey. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Claudia Schmidt. If you don't know who she is, please get to know her.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.